Well, all right. It is 6:16 on the ticket. Ticket FM and Ticket AM. And this is Girls Night Out from the Rockin' Rodeo in Denton. And if you are in Denton County, you need to get out here, especially if you are a female, because you could win jewelry here tonight. You could win all sorts of ticket swag. And you could meet any one of a number of ticket personalities that are here this evening.
Well, then.
Like Bob Sturm.
Whoa.
He's here.
Yes.
Corby Davidson is here.
Thank you, ladies.
Mike Reiner is here.
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Famer. I haven't had a chance to congratulate you on the air. Congratulations.
Thank you.
For the big award. I'm Giorgio. Junior is here. Dan McDowell is here. The great Donovan is here. Look at Donnie over there working it.
Oh, yeah.
Girls Night Out.
Nobody works it harder than that
guy. He is working the room.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Table of four ladies, and Donnie is over there laughing, knee slapping.
Boy, you think he couldn't take his pick?
He needs to serve them the bachelor party hot dog tray.
Why isn't Danny out here? Danny needs to be out here.
What was the guy's name? Was he Meat as well?
Yeah, that was Meat.
Yeah, just like
the
Porky's.
Is that a foot long?
Man, and then some.
And then some.
He'll be turning that table into a scene from Bang Brothers before you know it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Gordon Keith is here.
Barely.
Unless you have an instrument, I don't think you're going to be able to talk to Gordo.
No.
He's commandeered my guitar and is ignoring the P1s through guitar play here tonight at Girls Night Out. But
you got a gig here
he
tonight.
He is here. The Bird Dogs will be here tonight. Yes, we will. Playing after the round tables are done at 8 o'clock. So
that's hot.
We got a big time here at Rockin' Rodeo. This is a great place. Some great music. Anytime Thursday through Saturday, you can hear some great music here. Lloyd Banks and the crew at Rockin' Rodeo. It's great to be back here again. You know, this is my town. This is Denton, America.
Well, really? You make this trip so many times
a
year.
I come up here and listen to live music at this very place on a Thursday or Saturday night. I've been known to do that.
How close is this to your place?
About 15 minutes.
Perfect.
When if we go out to dinner, we usually enjoy a fine Denton restaurant.
Now, do you take the horse or are you...
Like the last couple days I haven't because it's been cold.
Yeah.
But normally, I'll ride my horse into town, tie it up on the Denton Square.
How's his arthritis hold it up?
My horse, it's okay. He's hanging in there. He's getting old. But
what's his name again?
Matt Simon.
Hot dog.
Oh, hot dog.
Okay, so we got this round table of Bob, Corby, and Mike.
That went ignored. That's too bad.
This is, and this is great because Mike just got in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Nobody cares.
Yes, they do.
Move on.
And
move
someday, on. Give it up for Mike for going to the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
Nobody cares.
That's great.
There's been a recount. I've gotten kicked out. Crowd's going crazy.
Someday, Corby will go into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
No, he won't.
If nothing else, for the prank that he did last week, I got to tell you, I have been laughing about this since last Thursday, and I've got to hear just a part of it again, because you doing those two ridiculous English voices is funny on about 50 levels to me, because we were talking about prank calling you last week from London with guys who work there at Talk Sport, who I thought were prank calling me 13 years ago.
Right.
And I was going to get them in on a wind up, and then we were going to be in the background going, "Oh, Rock Colby, right, right." and to see if you can reckon that Burrito Jimmy, you.
Right.
And I think we may have pulled it off for a while because we would have had a legitimate English guy with us.
So you would have had two real guys or one real guy?
One real guy and then three of us.
All right.
But we would have just sprinkled in and then gotten more and more ridiculous.
I guarantee you and Gordon could have pulled it off, but if Craig would have said one word.
And his high-pitched British accent.
Colby! That's the hardest I laughed. I told Craig this too, is that when you guys were trying to fake your British accents or whatever to the guy on the street, and Gordon was trying to pull it off, but then you two guys were standing back away from him, and then all of a sudden out of the blue, you're like, "Does he know what time it is?" And here, like, Gordon explained that when Craig does it too, his eyebrows shoot way up in the air.
It's like he can't do it if he doesn't raise his eyebrows. What's about this? And then mine was terrible. I was in the background going, "You think Golden's bid's nasty?" the guy knew. But I can't believe Norm didn't know this was you. But he didn't know, especially the low gravelly voice. Which one name was that? Pinford or?
That was Pinford Cumberbatch.
He didn't know because when I told these guys about it, they went to bed, and it was like, you know, midnight London time when it was airing, and I was listening to it, and I told them about it the next morning and played it for them. Yep. They're going, well, who's that guy? I said, well, that's Corby Olson. And they go, oh, man, what a great voice.
Listen, you want to hear a tiny sample of Pinsel?
Well, I have it up back here.
It's Phil Hendry.
It is so Phil
Hendry. Multiple voices.
Two voices.
Because Saroy's the one that set this up.
And that's great. If you can get someone close to the victim to set it up, you're in.
Yeah, and so Saroy sent this fake email, and on it, it said that, you know, can you be on the Cumberbatch and whatever the other guy's last. I already forgot the guy's last name. But it was two guys. And so I tell Saroy, and immediately Norm was like, absolutely.
Oh, BBC?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, Saroy said he had sinned and walked. It took the time to walk from the control room into the studio. And as he hit send and walked in there, and Norm had already replied, and Saroy opens the door and goes, and Norm goes, I'm going to be on the BBC. So he was already prepared. So he was already amped up about it.
Doffed his hat.
But then I go, dude, I go, you, it's a show. I can't do two voices.
And he was like, well, that's your problem.
And Saroy goes, he goes, well, I can't do it. I'm not doing it. So I was like, all right, well.
Is that his, like, he can't do the accent, or he doesn't want to participate in a Norm
prank? He didn't
want
to kill Norm.
He thought he'd laugh, and then he thought that Norm would figure out it was him.
Because he's got a weird arm's length.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in on this, but I'm not totally...
I can't really sell it.
I can't make Norm mad, sort of...
All right, doohickey. So, here, hang on, let me see. You got this up over there, Blake?
Hello, this is Norman. It is Norm, yes. Hello, Norm. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Is this London calling, BBC?
This is London calling. Very, very good to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you. Could I ask a favor?
You may.
I do my own talk show every day.
By the way, Norm scoreboarded.
Oh, the whole time.
I do my own talk show. Yeah. I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Dallas, on the air continuously for 40 years in Dallas.
That is excellent. Congratulations.
Well, all that means is I'm old and I'm still on the air, pal, and the checks are still cashing.
Wonderful.
That was another thing that I didn't...
Well,
that
I worked to have two people laughing.
Well, I worked on The Voice that morning, like, trying to figure it out, but I didn't work on a laugh. And you have to have a laugh.
You should have recorded one to fire off so you could have both guys laughing at once.
That would have been awesome. But we did this on a phone. We were both on a phone.
Oh, that's right. You're on a phone.
Yes. Yeah. And so it was so low rent.
Okay, so how did he not know there with caller ID? What did he see on his caller ID?
On the Saroy rigged his phone to where it said no caller ID or blocked, caller blocked.
Yeah, you can do that with your phone.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so it was set up. It was still fishy as hell, though, man.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right, well, say hello to Horace.
All right. Hi there. How you doing? Oh, I'm having a hard time hearing Horace.
Is it better?
That's a little better. If you would speak up a little bit, because we're working with American cell phone technology, and quite honestly, we'd be better off probably working in some other nation's technology.
No, bagging on America.
I do understand. I do understand that, having traveled over there for a fair bit. All right, well, let's start this. Now, Garrett handed me all your information. Norm Hitchkiss on the air from in the afternoons on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket in Dallas, Texas. Now, when Detroit came over here, we had on one Mike Lupica.
He got so excited.
Oh, Lupicon!
And now me!
That Norm is kind of the Dallas equivalent of Mike Lupica, I've been told at least. He's been on the air for 40 years doing his thing in the Dallas area. And is it true also, Garrett says, you are a Hall of Famer?
Well, yeah, that's true, but again... Generally, the people they put in the Hall of Fame, that means you're old.
Well, that's okay, though. It's still the Hall of Fame, is it not?
Yeah, considering the alternative, that is good.
Yeah, like the grave, I guess, is the alternative.
Well, it's so easy to make Norm laugh, too, man.
Just a little comment.
Yes. So the Dallas Cowboys, I guess, quite the big deal over there. As one can imagine, they're taking... The American footballers have been over here quite a bit in the last couple of years, and I want to say the Cowboys probably are the the most high-profile team to come over here. Would you say that's the case, Norm?
Yeah, traditionally.
You know, the funny part is that voice, that's I didn't tell you guys this. So when I was over there in, like, the late 90s, and I was sitting at a pub, and this guy kind of bellied up next to me. I was by myself traveling over there for a couple weeks. And this guy bellies up next to me, and we start talking, and he's this bald guy, and he sounded like a character out of the movie Snatch.
Sure.
Or Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. What's the guy's name?
Guy Ritchie?
Yeah, Guy Ritchie. Yeah. One of those movies. And this big, older guy, and he starts talking to me, and the first thing that he talks to me about, and he's got that kind of voice, is Friends. Because Friends was like 4 years old, and he was obsessed with it. And so I sat there, I swear to God, for like 2 hours.
Talking about Friends.
He's just so Ross. I mean, he just blows you away, correct? You know, I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess. He's pretty good.
I got to tell you, though, that voice, it would have fooled me. Bob?
Yeah, no,
you certainly wouldn't have known it was Corby. Now, you may have thought it was
a
wind-up, but you wouldn't have thought it was Corby.
It sounded a hint like Evel Knievel, to be honest.
Yeah.
when he called us.
I would have bought it, though, and it sounded, you know,
well,
over
I would
the phone.
Have too. In fact, the first when you started playing it the first time, that's the first thing I thought, man, what a great voice that is.
Yeah.
And you've just been hiding it all this time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just,
I unlocked this like Corby.
It's like one of the Game of Thrones B characters that kind of assist the king to get his goblet of wine.
Now I would have stopped it before Norm, that I would have stopped it at the Friends Seinfeld or Steinfeld.
Steinfeld, yeah.
Yeah, just the Wash reference there. Yeah, I would have caught that, and then that just sounded so ridiculous. Like that, like the only way you could see that was on DVD.
Are you kidding? I would have called foul on the names of the crew members.
Gareth's
believable.
Okay, no, Gareth Korn.
Gareth Korn. Penford Cumberbatch.
Now, Penford Cumberbatch, maybe.
Yeah.
But Gareth Korn is believable.
And it was Horace what?
Horace.
Jeez, I forget.
Penford Cumberbatch is definitely a Paddington Bear character, right?
Yeah,
like that's for sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Gareths kicking around over there.
Gareth Korn. And keep this in mind, Penford Cumberbatch goes by Cumby.
Yes, Cumby. Yeah.
And Gareth Korn goes by Corny.
Boy, yeah. And then when you got into the race stuff, and Norm was obviously fidgeting in his chair. No, you couldn't say that on the air.
I'm not comfortable with the word chocolate.
The longer it goes, the more far-fetched and edgier the questions get.
But
he had
to basically hit Norm over the head with it at the end to say, Norm, it's Corby.
Oh, yeah.
I figured as much. Why didn't you say something 15 minutes ago?
Because the allure of the BBC is just too much for Norm.
Why does that hold such sway?
The prestige.
I don't know.
The
prestige. It might not for any of us, but it does for Norm.
It does with me. I would be intimidated to be on the BBC.
The BBC.
I mean, I'd heard of that. I'd never heard of Talk Sport 13 years ago. That's why I thought those guys were fake.
Man, I'd never heard that until Bob and Dan played that.
What?
You heard that?
No,
back in the day? You didn't hear that?
No, I don't remember. Maybe I blacked out or something. I had not heard that until they played it.
That's one of my five favorite ticket memories.
Hey, which one of you guys friends with Corby with the British accent?
Colby, who's that?
Oh yeah, who's that?
Yeah. Who's Colby? Okay, yeah, whatever.
My favorite
part
from that.
You
were so mean. Oh, terrible.
How do you know we call him Big Dirk?
Well, he's 6'10". Why wouldn't you call him Big Dirk?
Like that's some secret code name for a 7-footer.
You had so had it with them.
But it's funny, we were going to prank call you, but when we asked those guys over at Talk Sport, they wanted nothing to do with a prank call because the prank call went really ugly there.
Yeah, you remember
with
that?
The nurse about the
radio station that prank called the nurse and she ended up committing suicide.
Oh yeah.
Was it a royal baby bit or something?
Yeah, they got her to say inside information about it because they said they were calling from, I guess, Buckingham Palace or something.
Yeah.
They got her to say some things over the air about the baby.
Right.
And as she felt so bad about it, she
Yeah. So they don't do prank calls over
there.
No,
they don't think it's funny at all. Right. And that's why Huxby and Jacobs, when we finally talked to them, they kind of looked at me. So you guys like prank calls, huh? Oh, yeah, we love prank calls.
Woo, <They're> yeah. Funny.
And I didn't know that at the time, and then later their engineer told me that's why they don't do prank calls over there.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Now, obviously, 13 years ago, that was before that terrible incident, but... over there, don't even bring up prank calls.
Still too soon.
I had to cut out.
Still too soon.
I had to cut out like nine minutes of that call.
And you went
too.
Like 15, right?
Yeah. I had him on the line forever.
Like 23 minutes.
And after a while, and I mean.
23?
Yes.
I had him going every which way but loose. It was so funny.
Well, when the Cowboys play the Bears here in a couple weeks, we're going to replay the Rob Kroenke show.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. That's hammer. Awesome. Yeah.
That was a good wind-up. All right.
You can't prank me.
We are here at Girls Night Out, the Rockin' Rodeo in Denton. You got plenty of time to get out here, and round tables will continue
room two.
Next on The Ticket.
Tomorrow. 6:42 here on The Ticket. It is Girls Night Out, and we are in Denton. Elk Stomping Grounds. We're going to be here until the wee hours of the morning because Girls Night Out goes until 8. And then George's band, the Bird Dogs, will take this stage. We're at the Rockin' Rodeo on Avenue C, just south of Eagle Drive, right off of I-35. So if you're in the Denton area, if you're a P1 and, as Ryan's calls it, Big Sky Country, it could be Denton, Sanger, Valley View, Pilot Point, a little bit to the south, Argyle, Corinth, anything like that. Stop by and say hi to us. We're going to be here for a while. And at 8 o'clock, I believe, is when we give away the $1,000 piece of jewelry from the Diamond Doctor. That's tonight's grand prize, so you still have time to come by and sign up for that at the Rockin' Rodeo in Denton. We don't make it up to Denton too often, so stop by and say hi to us. It's Girls' Night Out, so we welcome females in addition to males. And we have right now on the Hot Chicks couch in front of us two females and one male. What is the male doing on the Hot Chicks couch?
It is comfortable.
Okay.
He has a nice chest.
He does have a nice chest. All right, on this round table, I'll be your captain for the next 8 minutes, and I think I can handle it, but we'll see. Bob Sturm, Donovan Gordo also with us. And Donovan, you were just saying during the commercial break that you used to party pretty hard here in Denton.
Yeah. I went to East Texas State, but we would ride to Denton all the time and come up here and party.
Is this where you'd come for fun?
Yes. TWU and North Texas?
Yeah.
Too many girls to count, man. We kicked it hard. Hard.
You know, the semester before I got here, I got here fall of 83. That was when George and I first... were freshmen in North Texas. That spring before, Rolling Stone magazine put North Texas in its top 5 party schools in the country.
Really?
Yeah. So I got in on that for about a year and a half until they changed the drinking age. Like for the first year and a half we were up here, it was yard parties everywhere and you could go into bars and nobody ever carded you, anything like that. And then they changed the drinking age and then they kind of clamped down on it. But before then, I'm telling you, man.
Don't say man. Dude, you're overusing man.
I'm telling you, dude.
Bruh.
Man, bruh.
Holmes.
It was unbelievable up here.
It was. Going to the towers at TWU, the dorm, see how the girls walk by. See how they walk by, yes. Girl, I like the way you walk.
But are all of them interested in you?
No. Not even close. You have to sneak up on them.
I don't know about that.
None of this sounds like romance.
No, it was very romantic.
Huh.
Like, hey, what does this rag smell like?
Whoa.
And then, boom.
Have you been on it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What? All right, so the Hardline was talking about this maybe 2 hours ago. We're entering the final day of white elephant voting. The P1s can vote for which white elephant lineup they want at theticket.com.
White elephant.
Yeah, sorry about that, Donovan.
I'm with you, Donovan.
I just said white elephant. I didn't mean anything by it.
No, I think that we ought to protest this.
We should?
Yes. It's time to be progressive.
What should it be called?
Mixed-raced elephant.
White American elephant.
How about God's children elephant?
Yes.
I like it.
How about Asian American elephant?
Okay, we can try that for a year.
Do you guys have a preferred shift?
When you mix black and white, you get Asian.
What do you mean?
Not including your... Not including...
The way it works?
It's just stupid.
Well, how are Asians created?
Not including your shift.
I thought it was
you
when...
You mix Asian and Asian to get
no,
Asian.
No, it's when a black woman and a white guy get together.
And you have, an Asian baby?
Yeah, and when a black guy and a white girl get together, you get Mexican...
Black guy, white girl,
yeah,
equals Mexican.
All right, so question for everybody.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a scientist.
Yes, question sir. For everybody. What is your preferred shift outside of your own? What do you hope you get?
Honestly, I just like working an odd day. You know, it's a different day. It knocks you out of your routine. So it's fun to hang out with the guys, and you can really put me anywhere. So you asked the preferred, and I would say 3 to 7 sounds fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Donnie?
I like to try and work with people I've never worked with before on White Elephant. I haven't worked with you, so...
We haven't?
No, we have not. So if, you know, you could host something
Craig
3 to 7...
Craig has requested that in the background.
I like Craig.
I would love to work with Donovan.
Yeah, we'd have fun. We'd talk about girls.
All right, maybe and how they happen. Walk by.
And how
and
they
how
walk by.
Show them a rag.
No, they smell the rag. You didn't show it to them.
So your answer is whichever shift
isn't
I'm
that
working.
A Spinal
yes.
Tap album.
Don't say that. That's the worst movie I've ever seen in my
Man,
entire life.
You're crazy.
It is.
Nuts.
It was awful.
And that Mike review of Dumb and Dumber, that is outrageous as well.
And sometimes I do things just to, you know, get a rise out of folks.
No.
But that Spinal Tap was truly the worst movie I've ever seen.
You better watch it.
Caddyshack was better than Spinal Tap, and Caddyshack was horrible.
Stop speaking right now.
It was, man. I'm sorry.
Caddyshack
was bad. At that.
So great.
You're going to take that from Junior?
It was bad. It was not funny at all.
Caddyshack and Spinal Tap are both genius.
Caddyshack was overrated. Spinal Tap was
no,
genius.
It wasn't.
Spinal Tap was horrible. It was awful. It is right at the bottom
we're
of
gonna
the
need
worst...
an octagon to settle all
worst
that.
Movies I've
okay,
ever seen.
Okay, but... Are you generally a fan of very subtle movies?
Sure.
Because that's all Spinal Tap is one subtlety after another.
It has nothing to do with... I like all types of movies, no matter who's starring in them, no matter what Bob and Dan will say.
Here we go.
I like all types of movies.
You didn't
name
like
one.
Did you like the name of their latest album?
I don't even remember.
Smell the Glove. And you remember the album cover?
No.
See? You don't even remember any of the jokes.
Name one primarily white comedy that you like.
Primarily, I love Airplane.
Wow,
Airplane
George,
is genius.
George disagrees with you on that one.
So you,
Airplane is
that's
funny.
That's the same wheelhouse. That's a late 70s white guy comedy with Caddyshack and Spinal Tap.
Guess,
they're all in the same family.
I guess I just didn't get it. I didn't like it. Like, I do take offense when you say, oh, there's no white comedy I like. That's crap.
I just...
Movies
that
are
is
movies.
Offensive.
Look,
I agree with
look,
Donovan. That's offensive.
I just have your voter record over here, and it tells a story.
What
about,
story does it tell? Like,
I'm also
all
offended.
The movies that I watched that you guys said everyone's seen, and I loved... A lot of that stuff.
You loved a lot of the non-comedies. You loved Goodfellas. That's
yeah.
true. You loved, there were several others that you really appreciated. It just seemed that I noticed a trend that the sacred white comedies out there
okay,
generally didn't score very well.
Name another white comedy that we haven't talked
well,
about.
Well, those two are...
Any Woody Allen movie. That sounds right up
just,
your alley.
I just haven't seen any.
How about Big Mama's House?
Okay, see, now here we go. Let's just open everything up. Soul
okay,
Plane,
seems...
Big Mama's House. Let's just keep going.
In any of the kid play
bad.
Movies. All right, but it seems strange to me, though, that you did like Airplane, and you didn't find any offense to when Mrs. Cleaver was the only one on the plane that could speak jive.
It's funny.
And had to interpret.
No, it's funny. It's good stuff.
Excuse me, stewardess.
I speak John.
I can fix this.
Now, hold on, blood. It's good stuff, man.
What's in the rota for sports movie of the month?
We are gearing up for Wildcats.
Wildcats.
Right?
Goldie Hawn.
Football
movies. Football.
Which I can tell you I've never seen.
I haven't either.
I believe as a kid, I was into things that reminded me of football. so I'm familiar with the cover of the movie. Wasn't she? Didn't she have two football helmets like here?
Yes, I think so.
On her chestles?
Yeah.
And I think as a young man, I was both interested in
football and, the helmet.
That concept. But certainly was...
Would you consider Fast Times a white comedy?
Yes.
Loved it.
Okay.
You know what? I don't know that I've ever really seen it.
Wow. You need to.
Good stuff.
How about, like, have you seen Dazed and Confused?
I saw it, thought it was not that great. So I need to revisit it. Because it's considered a classic. And
I
like the, who was it, Rodriguez that did it?
Man, you have big hands.
I have big hands.
Damn. The director?
All the ladies tell me I have big hands. I've never really noticed whether or not I have big hands.
Good gosh, man.
Is that's not big. That's not oversized, is it?
Freaking huge. What do you do with those things?
Right here? They're paddles is what they are.
Put your hand
for
up.
A little OTK discipline.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have big hands, dude.
Those are NBA hands, Gordon.
Can you palm a ball?
Every night.
A basketball.
Man. It did occur to me that I wonder if Gordon's ever tried to palm a basketball.
No way.
No.
There's no way.
Which one is basketball?
Okay, I'm going to stump one more time before we break here for you guys to add Breaking Away to your list of sports movies.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, is it really good, or is that just about? Because you like cycling?
It won the Academy Award for Best Screenplay that year, so I guess it's pretty good.
Well, Heaven Can Wait won an Academy Award.
Dude.
Did it really?
Heaven Can Wait won like nine.
I don't want to over...
It's not that bad. Heaven Can Wait's not that bad.
That's bad. That's a bad movie.
I don't want to oversell Breaking Away.
It's your time,
but
Joe.
I think you guys will love it.
It's your destiny.
There are lots of little funny lines, and it's not really a bike racing movie. It's a coming-of-age movie with bike racing as the background.
Is one of the races called Smell the Glove?
Dennis Quaid's breakout movie. See, great story, great actors.
There's something for sure to the concept of seeing a movie in its time. Like in any of these movies, if you do go back 25 years and try to see it through your 2014 lens... very few of them hold up.
So what if you took a Farrelly Brothers movie and threw it back in 1983? How would one of those play back then?
Great.
Over the top?
I think it would. I think it would play great because it's something they've never seen before.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they'd be amazed about what's on the screen.
What are you saying? Like, in what way? The over-the-top comedy?
In
the 80s would have been nuts.
There's something about Mary.
Yeah.
Or what's a more recent one? It's kind of a shock comedy.
No, Super Bad, probably, or something like that, right?
Yeah. Well, that
40-year-old virgin.
That would go over well.
Yeah, it would.
We
got to go.
It would be boycotted, wouldn't it?
Next round table is Corby, Dan,
Animal House,
somebody, and Gordo.
Greatness.
We are inviting anybody in the Denton area, all you North Texas students, come out to Girls Night Out tonight. We're at the Rockin' Rodeo.
Denton.
We'll be here until 8 o'clock on Avenue C and Eagle, and the round tables continue next.
It's me. It is 7 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. This is Girls Night Out, live from the Rockin' Rodeo in Denton, Texas, on this strip center next to the Poncho's Mexican Food Buffet. If you know that as your landmark.
Oh, it's right next to a Poncho's Mexican Buffet.
That's right.
I'd like to thank Bet the House Barbecue for providing dinner tonight.
Oh, well, thank you, Bet the House Barbecue. That was very kind. Incredibly kind.
Lots of meat.
The Bird Dogs will be playing up here. Georgie's band will be playing up here in just a little bit.
Speaking of meat.
no, I got it.
The penis.
Joining me on this round table is, of course, Mr. Dan McDowell.
Regonk.
Hello, Dan. Regonk to you. Mr. Craig Miller.
Regonk.
Regonk to you. And Mr. Gordon Keith.
Hello, Denton.
Yeah, two Denton.
It's
only
okay.
Two Denton.
It's okay. That's all right. We're doing all right.
Okay. We're fine, are we? Okay.
So, this place, Red Ass. Why'd you hold that up?
because it's
to
been
see if
sitting
read
here.
It?
It's been sitting here all night, and I wanted.
I just assume when you put something in my face, I have to read it as is.
And
red
you did.
Ass. It was a drink that Whitney, the AE, provided for us earlier in the day from Svedka Vodka.
What's in a red ass?
Svedka Vodka, and then something red.
Oh, are we on another? I got to ask you something. I was very upset to hear your review of Dumb
you were
and Dumber,
upset. I was upset watching it.
Which I've always thought is...
When's the last time you saw it?
I saw it once when it came out.
Okay. Yeah, definitely 20 years ago or
and
something.
And I remember
you know,
there were a couple funny scenes. Jeff Bridges just about ruined it with his overacting.
You mean...
Or whatever his name is. Is that his name?
Jeff Bridges?
Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels, yes.
Yeah, he ruined it with his overacting.
So you have that thought as your memory? You didn't
That's
really...
my primary memory.
Okay, because my memory was, I heard you guys say, I thought it was like one of the great comedies of any generation.
You compare it now to and... Step Brothers or Old School or Superbad or The 40-Year-Old Virgin or So This Is 40s, the Judd Apatow stuff. It's not even in the same stratosphere as those movies, and I was so let down by
it. Like,
it
seems like it's a good radio show movie. It's got good drops.
Yeah, I know.
Funny little things.
And there are moments.
Iconic things.
There are moments where I still laughed, but overall, it's god-awful.
Three funny moments, that's it. That's it.
Eat your hamburger.
Yeah, eat your hamburgers funny.
The dream sequence is funny when he's dreaming and he lights his fart and all that, and he's dreaming that he's entertaining the rich crowd in Aspen,
yeah.
And he gets in a fight.
Like I've showed my kids the most annoying sound
yes,
in the world
that's
when they're driving in the van.
That's a
hilarious.
Great scene, yes. The screaming scene, the mockingbird scene is funny, the hamburger scene is funny. But
the bathroom?
The bathroom scene is funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
Although it was also funny when Ben Stiller did it in that Jennifer Aniston movie.
Oh, yeah.
Along Came Polly.
Yes.
Which Along Came Polly dwarfs Dumb and Dumber.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In comedy.
Along Came Polly is one of the most underrated comedies ever.
I just hadn't seen it in so long, and I just, because I have it associated with something, and I think the bar was lower in 1994. But I go back and watch Vacation. Or we watched Smokey and the Bandit recently, and it held up.
I think Kingpin held up.
I haven't seen it in so long.
Kingpin probably holds up.
You know what? I think
the other great joke in Dumb and Dumber is the Big Gulps joke. That's probably my favorite joke.
Yeah, but it's nothing.
What was
it's
that?
It's so throwaway. It's a
so, he walked
10
out of
second scene, if that.
7-Eleven, sees some guys over there, and looks at him and goes, Big Gulps, huh? You say, yeah. He goes, well, see you later.
He just walks away.
It was the most wasted moment of film
it
time
meant
ever.
Nothing to the movie at
no,
all.
No.
Except it's one of the most memorable things.
It changes nothing.
But I was so
I was thinking that was a pillar of my.
It was. It meant
life.
So much to me in 1994 from a comedy standpoint.
It was crap then. And it's crap now.
I saw an extended version of a 2.5-minute trailer. They've got some funny 30-second trailers, I think, on the new Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
Is that out? Is that already out?
It's coming out tonight at midnight.
Midnight tonight.
Is that why you went back and
watched
the old one?
That's why we went, yes, because it coincided with the second one.
Do you like when he's trying to pull out that catheter in the trailer?
It's kind of painful, actually, to watch that.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I haven't seen the trailer.
Wasn't he in an insane asylum for like 20 years as a prank?
Yeah. I mean, that's a funny premise.
See, I've seen nothing.
Oh, you haven't seen that trailer?
No, I've kind of tried to avoid it, thinking that I was going to go, but I was so let down last night that I can't.
Watch the...
The long trailer looks really bad.
The trailer is Jeff Bridges, who later changed his name to Jeff Daniels.
Right.
He's in an insane asylum, and he's been there for like 20 years, and Jim Carrey goes and visits him all the time there for 20 years. And then finally...
The other way around. Jim Carrey's in the
insane asylum.
Oh, okay.
And he's got a really long beard. And,
yeah. And finally he tells him he's just been kidding.
Like, gotcha!
Been pranking him for 20 years.
20 years.
Staying in an insane asylum.
That's funny.
Making his friend come visit him.
Well, I read one review. I didn't want to read anything to get in depth with the movie, but the one review and the tagline was, worst movie ever.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh.
That hurts.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound positive.
It was really upsetting, but I think back at it just all the memorable lines.
Maybe I won't see it.
And the drops.
I was thinking I had to see it before your review, actually.
Funniest movie of all time. What?
The Jerk, I heard someone say.
That's
I don't,
up there. Yeah.
Does that really hold up, buddy?
Yes.
Brian's song.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's funny.
Top five.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Top five.
Step Brothers.
Top one.
Those are my
the
top
thing is, though,
three-ish.
Step Brothers is way, way high up there. But like old school, the first 45 minutes is the funniest thing you've ever seen. And then it another 45 minutes, it just almost takes it down.
What happened to that movie?
I don't know.
At the end of it.
I don't know. I don't know. Funniest of all
time. Life of Brian.
Life of Brian's my number one by far.
Still?
Does Caddyshack hold up?
Yes.
Yeah, Caddyshack's funny.
You know, I watched Life of Brian about 3 months ago, and I felt like the first two-thirds were the funniest movie ever made, and then the last third...
What are you talking about?
The last third's
that's when
not
you
that
had
great.
Crucifixion?
I mean, yeah, there's still funny parts.
Good, line to the left. Why do they answer honestly? And then the one guy says, yes. No, actually, I'm supposed to be let go. Oh, well, then off you go. I'm just kidding. Yeah. It is crucifixion. It is crucifixion. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, there's still funny parts, but from the time that he's swept up and they have to force the Terry Gilliam bit in there.
All right, edit that out.
It takes him up to...
Yes, edit that
everything
out.
From there on, except for a couple of moments, it doesn't live up to the first two-thirds.
I think it's all solid all the way through. Just edit out Terry Gilliam, and you're fine. The whole movie is solid, well-written.
Oh, it's genius.
Throughout. I don't think it flags in that last third.
It does. Revisit it.
And it has but that beautiful, perfect ending of the upbeat song in the face of death.
It's genius. It's in my top five. I just remember when I rewatched it, I was thinking in the last 20 minutes, I was like, golly, really? Come on.
It's so good. It's so biblically smart. It's worked on so many levels.
It was top five and genius.
Including the last third.
Fletch holds up.
Yeah.
Fletch is really, really good. Yeah. We watched it at the theater not too long ago. It's
great.
Boy,
that soundtrack is dating.
It's awful. It's terrible. It's funny because the Dumb and Dumber soundtrack is... A lot of it's covers of popular songs, like popular rock songs, and it's an awful soundtrack, and it takes away from what I remember being. I mean, I was like, this is so cheesy. Everything about it is so cheesy.
Hey, you want to watch something funny that I visited a couple weeks ago? Phil Hartman seen in So I Married an Axe Murderer. I'd forgotten he was in this film. He was the prison guard guide of Alcatraz, the tour of Alcatraz.
I don't even remember. I mean, I remember the movie, but I don't remember him.
Just watch that 3 minutes again and just be reacquainted with, God, that guy was effing brilliant.
Did you read the article that came out on him? It wasn't too long ago.
I haven't read the book. Was it about the book?
I think it was, because the book is relatively recent, correct?
Yeah, it just came out a month ago.
Yeah, so it was kind of maybe reviewing the book or based on portions of the book, but how money that guy was at SNL for so long, and how everybody called him Grandpa because he was 36 or 37 when he joined the cast, and everybody there was 22 or whatever. But just the fact that Lorne Michaels saw in this older guy at the time how invaluable and how funny and unique and everything he was, and then he was the glue of that show for so long.
Yeah, I think he was there for 7 or 8 years.
Yes.
And he was incredible. He's my favorite SNL guy of all time.
I think so for me,
Probably
he was just so consistent.
Yeah. I mean, he was great in all these little small characters.
Yeah.
And solid, and had such a naturalness to him and an incredible voice.
I thought Daryl Hammond's really underrated. Although, you know, he's the new voice. Daryl Hammond is the new...
For Don Pardo?
Yeah, is the new Don Pardo.
Wow.
And matter of fact, Don Pardo missed one or two shows in his day.
And Daryl Hammond filled in as Don Pardo.
Yeah,
there.
He filled in. Huh. So now they're going to bring him back. And he's going to be part of the cast again.
Is he really?
Well, on a limited role. They say that he'll do certain things. But, you know, there was a book about Daryl Hammond, too, that came out where he was a hardcore drug addict.
Yes.
Not an alcoholic.
It was an autobiography.
Okay.
You know, he was a hardcore drug addict. He suffered horrible abuse at the hands of his mother growing up.
Okay.
He suffered a horrible abuse of childhood. And during his Saturday Night Live days even, there were people in crack houses up in Harlem I mean, like, broken down derelict buildings that people are just squatting in, that people go in to get fixes and get shot up. And there are several times where some, you know, guy with a needle in his arm looks up and goes, "Hey, I just watched you tonight on Saturday Night Live." As he's going in there.
Yeah, he was that hardcore.
Shot up.
God.
And he looked like the most normal of all those guys.
Yeah.
And the most squared away. How do you...
It was completely messed up.
That's the clutches of drugs, Corby.
It really is,
Say
Dan.
No.
Really, really
Say
is.
Say no to drugs.
There was... Oh, Waiting for Guffman's up there for me, too, as far as...
Ask Donovan if he likes that one.
Did
I don't think there's
one?
Any Christopher Guest movie that Donovan's going to like.
He hated Spinal Tap.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like that has to hold up.
You know, Waiting for Guffman, though, I remember watching that for the first time at your place over off Skillman at that rat-infested apartment that you lived in, Gordon.
I made it a home, sir. It was all I could afford, and it was a home to me.
And I believe those have been torn down.
No, they tore down the ones next to it,
oh,
and
they
that
did.
One's still in existence.
Okay, so you could move back.
So we watched Waiting for Guffman together?
We watched Waiting for Guffman and got blasted in the middle of the day. And then I was like,
in the middle of the day? That's so beaten.
I want to go home and take a nap.
Come on, what are you doing? We still have half a six-pack left in there.
Were those the Thomas Eric Duncan apartments?
No.
They weren't.
The Five Points?
What?
The Five Points apartments?
What are those?
Five Points is an area, but Thomas Duncan lived near there. He lived off of Fair Oaks or something.
That's the Five Points.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the...
Would you live there now?
No.
In his apartment?
Yeah, no. I would.
Yeah, I would live there. That's the cleanest apartment in town.
You would?
There's no doubt I'd live there.
And
but I would
certainly
never...
they waive your security deposit now.
But yeah, I'm sorry, no pets. But I would never live in that area. That is the scariest area. And according to Mike... So for those who don't know, if you're going up Central and you exit Park, I believe, and you take a right, it's up in there. And then you
Park
run into
and
this,
Greenville and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you run into an area where there literally are, you come to a stoplight, and it's not a four-way stop, but there's five ways. There's an extra street in there, and it's called the Five Points, and they built a new high school there called Conrad, and then there's a middle school back in there, too. And I sometimes drive through there to get home. And I
to get home.
It's my Mogadishu mile.
No, that's your Daryl Hammond moment.
Yeah. Hey!
I used to drive through there
I
all
just
the
heard
time.
You on the hard line.
Hey, man.
To get to Scotty's, which is now Topgolf.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. So, but Mike said at one time in the 80s that was the swinging singles place.
It was like the village of the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. What
Although
happened?
The village was the village of the 80s, I think, too.
What I don't understand is what happened to those places that were so incredibly...
I'll tell you what happened to them.
What? Go ahead.
I don't know who you're talking to.
You. The one who did the voice. But
voice?
I mean... I think the rule was is you couldn't have kids in there, right? And then that became...
No, they did was have kids.
That became outlawed some way by the government?
You're on to something. Yeah.
And the government.
Wasn't that the rule in the village, the old village? There were no kids?
Maybe so.
And so maybe it was the same thing at
Five
Points.
Is that the case now?
I don't know, but I've tried to have kids in the village many a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good time. Wasn't it in the village, Junior, where we had our wild night together? I mean, not that we were involved physically with one another. It was near there. Wasn't it right off of Lovers?
It was south of there a little bit.
That was the night that Junior and I were out of our league.
With women?
We were just in this...
The scene.
The scene just was a little bit...
Too fast for us.
It was very fast. There was just...
Oh, was there like cocaine
There was
stuff,
stuff being cut up on mirrors, and there was feed bags of weed that were being put on people's faces, and...
You guys are on the morning show, right?
And
we love that stuff.
We were just in this scene.
Let's go!
And it was going way too fast for us.
Junior! Get your nose down on this mirror, man!
It was just
That was a little south of the village.
Yeah, we pretended. We tried to act like, oh yeah, I sniff cocaine off guys' nuts all the time.
Absolutely, it's awesome. All right, we got to go. Coming up next, you will find Ryan's Dan. You'll be back, Junior, back for a third consecutive.
Thank you.
That's odd.
It's a record.
Craig will have time to go potty and then come right back. And Donnie will be up here next, live from Rock and Rodeo in Denton.
All right. From Girls Night Out at the Rock and Rodeo in Denton. It is another Girls Night Out roundtable. And joining us on this one, let's say hello once again to Junes.
Hello, Mike.
This is three in a row for you.
How about that?
How about that?
Is that a record?
It must be. I've not known anybody to be scheduled for three in a row. Now, there have been plenty of people who have crashed them to avoid talking to the P1.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, let's face it, it's what this is all about anyway. Right?
Well, it's to be with the P1s.
I thought it was to avoid them.
No, it's to be with them.
Oh, I guess I got that wrong.
It's to entertain them, and if you know one thing about me, you know I love to entertain.
Did you carb load previous?
To make it through three straight?
Yeah.
I did, so I'm hanging in there.
Now, here is Dan McDowell. He's with us, too.
Hey, Mike.
Hello, Mr. Dan.
What's up?
Oh,
doing a little drinking
man.
Tonight?
I'm tearing it up tonight, man. Just tearing it up. And then we got the great Donovan.
Mike?
A party wherever he goes.
That's right.
Gosh.
That's what I like to do.
You see him walking around here talking to all these girls that are here.
It's girls' night out. That's what I'm supposed to do.
And I'm just expecting a scene from Bang Brothers to break out at any second.
Hey, girls.
Hey. Look at the couch now.
Yeah,
look at the couch now.
Couch is
Boy,
full
you
of
know what that
girls.
Couch is absolutely begging for? Four girls begging to be interviewed.
Hmm.
Now, this is going to require a wireless microphone. Do we have those capabilities? I can scarcely think of anybody better to do this than you.
Me?
You.
All right, let's do it.
Or Tony.
Let's go with Donovan.
Sure.
I love tones, but this is kind of Donovan's wheelhouse.
Boy, is it ever.
Hello. Tony will want to talk about Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
That's it.
He has an unbelievable, like, he knows everybody who's ever been on Dancing with the Stars.
Tony?
Season 19.
That's his trick.
Wait, you know it's season 19?
He's watched
every episode.
Of course.
You're that into it?
Did you know that?
What?
Are you?
Ladies.
No, I didn't know this.
Yeah, he's
Are you,
watched
let's
every
do that.
Episode.
Wait a minute. Are you a dancer?
I want to be.
let's do that. Wait, there's some gold here we'll have to get
there
to.
There certainly
in a little
is.
Bit.
Have you ever applied your dancing intentions or craft anywhere?
It's a long story. We need a segment.
Okay.
Tony needs a segment.
Why not give him a Saturday?
All right. That's for another time. Right now, here is Donovan.
I can't even see him.
Shut up.
I am not kidding.
That is the most racist thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
He's not joking. I can't either.
I am not kidding.
And I'm not going to smile, so you can. Hello, lady. How are you?
Great. How are you?
What's your name?
Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hey.
You're looking good today.
Yeah. Hey. Thank you.
Does she have a homemade shirt?
Do you have a homemade shirt?
No, those girls do. Okay.
Yeah. Well. Oh, wow. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, regonk and
purple.
Not purple. Boy, you just flashed me. But I'm talking to Laura for a second. Laura, what do you do?
I'm a hairstylist.
Well, I love hairstylists.
You know what that means, Donovan?
What does that mean?
Loves to party. Those girls will do anything.
They really will. I've always heard that about the hairstylists, that they are just ready to go. Are you ready to go?
I am, yes.
How old are you?
What's that?
How old are you?
23.
You see how comfortable we look right now? Just
now
sitting back
see,
on the
yeah,
couch?
Yes, the light is on.
Are you a man?
I'm seriously going to come up there and whoop your ass. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I don't like this. I don't appreciate it.
Are you with man, madam?
Are you with man?
No.
You don't have a boyfriend?
No.
Have you ever had a black boyfriend before?
Yes.
You have? Is it true?
You. She likes to party.
What?
Is it true? Is it true what they say?
Yeah.
I've been telling y'all that for years. You guys didn't believe me, and it's true. It's true. Thank you so much, Laura, for that. I appreciate it. Now, why did you guys break up? You're not with him. Why did you break up?
No. I don't know. That was a long time ago.
Really? I mean, you're only 23. How old were you when you had black man?
Like 18.
18 years old. She was 18.
Wow.
How many kids has she had? Or how many times has she been pregnant, I should say?
Me? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he did so ask a legitimate question.
No.
So.
None.
Nope.
None?
Zero.
So you always use protection.
How many kids have you had?
That's weak.
How many kids have I had?
Yeah.
None.
None at all?
No.
Any scares?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he became,
let's get real.
late a couple times. Just did it with the big black dude. And but then it came. Everything came around. You're good, right?
I'm good.
Sweet
the
Lord.
The black guy doesn't like protection, right? That's not machismo.
I don't think that's race related.
You don't?
I don't think any dude likes protection. It feels different. At least that's what I tell all the girls. It just doesn't feel the same.
Oh, my God.
Why
have
are
you,
there
have
more...
you heard that before?
Oh, yeah. What girl hasn't?
Why would you say there are more per capita NBA fun babies than baseball fun babies? Think about it.
The games are shorter?
Yes. They have NBA players have more time to get with chicks.
Okay.
Junior's right.
I was
the
theorizing
shorter.
That they're all and messing the, around, but the other guys are...
And the season's longer.
Covering up. Okay.
There are more games. Now, let me go over here. Oh, yeah. Get comfortable. How are you?
Good. How are you?
What's your name?
Jamie.
Jamie, your shirt says not purple.
Yes.
So, obviously, you're a P1.
Yes.
You having fun here tonight?
Yes, I am.
Are you with man?
I am with man.
Are you with married man?
No, fiance.
Fiance.
Ooh.
We still have time to change your mind a little bit. Is he here tonight?
He is.
Damn. Where is he? I just don't want him to run up behind me and try to hit me.
He's somewhere. I don't know where.
Are you with man?
I am with man.
Fiance man or just boyfriend?
No, married man.
Damn.
Oh.
Married.
Here, it's okay.
He's not here?
He's not here.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to scoot you over since your man is here, and I don't want to get hit. Scoot the hell over. Let me talk to her. What's your name, darling?
Oh, hi, Jessica.
Jessica, where are you from?
Minnesota.
Are you from Minnesota?
I was born there, but I live in Denton.
You live in Denton?
Yeah.
For school, did you come to Denton for school?
I did.
Because it seems strange to go from Minnesota to Denton.
Yes.
What part of Minnesota are you from, Bemidji?
The Twin Cities area.
That's Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Right in between. Edina.
Really? Hey, that's where George used to live, Edina.
Ooh, yay. Yeah.
Were you up there when the...
some soda pop together.
Were you up there when the bridge collapsed?
No, I was not.
Did you think that was funny?
I did not. I don't usually laugh at human suffering. Mm.
Do you know where Bemidji is?
I know where it is through Fargo.
Okay, it's good
but
enough.
I couldn't like point to it.
Right.
It was labeled.
It's good enough.
What does regonk mean to you?
To me, it means utter humiliation.
Boy, somebody's not going to like hearing that.
Now, why would you say utter humiliation?
Because only someone who is not good at his job would mess up while talking on the radio.
Wow, whoa.
This is harder than it looks, madam.
Going to have to defend TC.
I'm going
to
agree with her.
I'm joking.
Everyone will have a misspeak every now and then.
What do you mean? You're professionals, right?
But you have it on your shirt, so obviously you must like it a lot.
Actually, I love it. I love it when people embrace their mistakes, and that's what I'm doing. I'm embracing his mistake.
Just the other day on the Cowboys pregame show, I said cocktail.
Lovely.
And I meant cocktail. It happens.
Same thing.
Same thing. Now, would you do me a favor?
Yes.
Would you stand up so I can see what you're working with?
What does that mean, Donovan?
That means turn around and let me see the noisemaker. Turn around.
Oh.
There you go. Wow, yeah. That's nice.
He likes that booty.
What do you mean by noisemaker?
That's terrible.
It seems
noisemaker.
Any noise that would come out of there
What are you talking about?
He would not enjoy it.
Can you twerk for him?
You don't call that the noisemaker.
Well, have you heard him make any noise
before? You're too old for it?
I'm too old to twerk.
Only male bottoms make noise.
No. Yeah,
that's right. No. He's right.
Female bottoms do not.
No, he's right.
I'm not even talking about that noise, Junior.
Well, what noise?
Not that noise.
The female bottom is a sexual ornament only.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's an alternative entry point.
Right. It's an erotic portal.
It's not exit only, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Okay, I think there's one more on the couch I need to talk to. Scoot over, please. But you know, you need to stand up. And
is this couch always here,
too.
Or was this brought in?
This was brought in.
Okay.
Oh.
That's a nice touch.
It really is. Hi, what's your name?
For Rockin'
Radio. Haley.
This is Haley, everyone.
Hi, Haley.
Haley, are you with man?
Yes.
Married man? Boyfriend man?
Engaged man.
You are engaged. Why do you have your hand around me?
Because we're besties.
Oh, okay. She likes me. She has nice up tops, boys.
Morris.
Very nice.
Woo!
What'd you say, Mike?
Morris Claiborne.
Morris Claiborne.
That's who she's engaged to?
No, no, I'm just trying to work in little cowboys.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's good. A lot of people like that.
Yeah, dude, I need to ask her about the defense. What she thinks so far at the 10 games? It's better than you expected. The defense of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
That's our Cowboys talk for Girls Night Out. Thank you very much.
There you go.
That is the Hot Girls Couch. Oh, how you doing? What? Somebody's called me. Who called me?
We're gone.
Hey, those are my girls over there also.
Girls are everywhere, aren't they?
Because it's Girls Night Out.
It certainly
in
is.
Denton, this big college town.
That's right, and we have another roundtable on the way here.
I have done it in this town at least 12 times.
This will be helmed by Bob.
Whatever.
He will be joined by George and Corby. That next from Girls Night Out.
Really?
I think. Yeah.
743. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The Ticket, live from Girls Night Out at Rockin' Rodeo here in Sweet Denton, where you have a chance to see the Bird Dogs live.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Don't get that chance
long.
Every night, Bob.
So
you really don't.
Don't miss this opportunity.
It's, shortly after the round tables are over, the Bird Dogs will plug in.
That's nice. That's really, really nice.
We are turning it up to 11 tonight.
What are the coordinates of Rockin' Rodeo, or is it such an institution that everybody knows where it is?
It's off of Eagle Drive, just across the street from Sack and Save, a New York sub, a Denton institution for live music and spirits, Bob.
That's right. Why are you saying it to me like that? I agree.
I don't know. I'm just trying to sell it. I love Rockin' Rodeo. I come up here all the time. This is a Texas music haven. Rockin' Rodeo.
Don't have to get confrontational.
Sounds like he's mad at you, Bob.
Casey Donahue, Randy Rogers, Josh Abbott, they've all played here.
They all cut their teeth right here.
Yep.
So much cocaine in the dressing room
Mike
right
Ryan.
Now. Reiner?
Mike Ryan.
Ah.
Y'all look into him. I think you'd like him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that.
All right, so I'm begging you guys. I talked to Dan about this a little earlier, but and you
hey,
specifically.
Dan.
What?
To go back to go back and give Dumb and Dumber a second viewing.
You know what? No movie holds up
over
20 years.
Yes, it does. Fletch
does. Outside of Caddyshack. Fletch is still good, but even that wasn't... I mean, when I first saw Fletch, I thought, oh, my gosh, that's the funniest thing. I've gone back and watched it, and it's
hard.
There
are some movies when they come on, you're like... Raising Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, cool. That's a good one. Yeah. But I'm in.
If it's on, you catch yourself watching it, and then you're like, this is awesome.
Okay.
Come on, man. That's genius.
It's pretty good.
Okay, here's another one.
I think Dan likes it a little too
much. And I get bagged on this one all the time on the morning show. Airplane does not hold up.
Yes,
for
it does.
For real?
Yes,
no.
It does.
I watched. Okay. Wait till your boys, about 4 or 5 more years... Okay, and watch it with them.
Did he not laugh one time?
No. None of my kids did. They go, is this seriously funny?
Is that an adult movie, though?
I mean, they were in high school. So that's about when we saw it, right? I saw it in high school.
I mean,
you were probably a little
younger.
It
came out when I was a kid, and I didn't get it.
Hey, yeah. Snake, father of sons, kind of my son's ages.
Yeah.
How do you decide what they're ready for?
I ask... people like you, and I go back and forth with other parents because I don't know.
Stick to the ratings. The ratings really do make sense.
Yeah, but the thing is...
Okay, I heard you guys talking about Bad News Bears the other day.
Yeah.
And saying, what? It's PG.
PG
so
back
I went,
then was pretty racy.
I went
PG.
Back and watched it with my 12-year-old girl.
PG had N-bombs.
How do you explain...
N-bombs, dude.
Yeah, and how do you explain the coach, which is what you are, boozing up with beer and whiskey on top of it, every day in the car.
Oh, they've seen that.
Yeah. Like
they've seen a lot worse. But the whole casual use of an N-bomb.
The Bad News Bears had that?
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah. I never thought that movie was that great.
Oh, dude. You know what? You were too old.
Yeah, I must have been.
Because you're 4 years older than us, and yeah. you were probably over that by then. Like, it wasn't cool. But for
have you had an N-bomb talk with your kid?
They don't know the word. Not yet.
The point is, should they hear it somewhere and think, hey, maybe I'll repeat it, they might be the person that said that, you know what I mean?
Like, and your daughter is caught up in a Donald Sterling
scandal. To their black friends or whatever, they right. could be. I have had an N-bomb talk with my kid. Just
that's probably a good idea.
Just the, hey,
and you never
there
know
are
Corby.
Lots of words and, you know,
do you guys
begin
know?
With many letters, but this one, it's not even, you can't mess around with it at all.
You guys have heard my daughter's dalliance,
this
right?
is like 4 or 5 years ago, right?
Yeah, she was probably about 5, but we were at the Chick-fil-A playground up there in Louisville.
That's a germ habitarium yeah. waiting to happen.
Yeah, but it's part of the experience for them at that age.
Of course.
And so
it helps your immune system build up.
And yeah. it gives you time to look at your phone, which is vital after a Chick-fil-A experience.
You kids go play. I'm going to go check Twitter.
But I don't think Twitter existed then. But whatever.
Okay, anyway.
The point is...
My fans need me.
That was maybe MySpace. Whatever whatever was happening. But, yeah, so she's in there with another sweet little girl or two who may happen to be...
Little Bootsy?
Yeah, well, perhaps. And So they're playing, and the little girl who may have been African American was really casually using the word in a way of it was kind of follow me and sort of thing, and there was like 3 girls, and so I guess Maddie thought they were playing like the Simon Says or copycat game because as I'm sitting there, number one says it. And I kind of look up for a second, and then I see my precious daughter then hearing it and then turning around and saying it to the girl behind her, the exact same thing. And so as I'm sitting in there and I'm looking around to see how many other adults are going to see how I'm going to handle this as the one white girl in the equation who is using it at the age of 5, I'm just just
Bob
straightening
jumped
up.
In and started playing. Hey, right, follow right. me.
Yeah.
Just straightening up papers and okay, well, I guess we're going to go. So say goodbye to your friends in a acceptable
in a nice
fashion.
Way. And, bye-bye, Ann.
See you later.
So if she is, if she's
so did you give her a pull aside look?
We had a pull aside, but she was 5, so I didn't really know even how to couch
it.
But
they don't ever. Well, I guess they would remember that for that moment.
No, but if I'm subpoenaed like in a Mark Furman type trial where I have to.
Why would that happen?
I don't know, but it's crossed my mind that I hope I've never asked. Has she ever?
You got to. You got to have that talk with them. But I don't know what the age is. I don't know what's appropriate. I would say this: they're hearing things that you think. Well, they're not hearing that yet. They're probably.
Yeah,
hearing
I know.
It.
They are. They are. My kid the other day, the 9-year-old, we're at Starbucks on a Sunday morning, and it's packed in there, you know, and people are talking, and there's neighbors everywhere, and we're just hanging out as the family and having a nice coffee and a cinnamon roll or whatever. My 9-year-old, and there are people everywhere, he farted stepbrother style like 6 seconds, and... I mean, it's like it's in the middle of it before I turn around and look at him, you know?
Did your dolphin laugh after it?
Well, he's laughing in the middle.
High five him.
He's laughing in the middle of it. Like bouncing up and down like, hurt.
And where are you?
It's Starbucks. And so all right. I see all these people turn around and look at him, and he's like crying laughing, and the little one's laughing, and my wife goes, Ike! And he kind of turns and looks at her, and then she looks at me, and I go, Ike, you cannot do that, and I start laughing, and then it turned into contagious laughter where we
all Starbucks is laughing.
Oh my God, I am crying. I can't even tell him. I can't even tell him not to do that because
you're looking to fire off a stinger.
The morning zoo. Corby and his kids.
Corby and kids on your way to work. Only they can rock a Starbucks like this.
It was just so awkward, but we just started laughing so loud. Oh,
so,
man.
I guess we went down that road all to ask you this. Are the kids ready for Dumb and Dumber?
No.
Okay.
No, that's rated R.
Is it?
No, it's PG-13, isn't it?
It can't be rated R.
Dumb and Dumber's PG-13.
It might be 13.
Is it PG-13?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just search most annoying sound in the world, show them that scene, and
there's S-bombs in there. There's boobs in there.
Yeah, hold off.
There are?
I would wait till they're, PG-13, I would wait till they're 12 or 13.
Boobs as literal headlights in the dream sequence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
There's also a blue flame.
Yeah, I know.
Have you taught him that yet?
He would be very interested. Brett definitely would be interested in knowing how to do that. That would be his obsession.
Does he know it exists is my thing.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Oh, wow.
So I saw you, Bob, at the FC Dallas game, and I asked Brett. You took your son there, and I asked him what he was for Halloween, and he said he was – was it Michael Myers or Jason?
Jason. It was Jason.
Yeah, it was Jason. So
it's so messed up.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Like, Mom didn't care. So she bought him the costume, and then I find out about it. And then
so
you're like,
at the game, I was with a buddy of mine who his son goes to school with my kids, or his one of his sons does. And so – long story short, he is gone trick-or-treating with his kids. And as they start going through the neighborhood, they start hearing these stories about, have you seen this guy? Have you seen this guy? They had a guy in their neighborhood walking around as Michael Myers from Halloween. The Michael Myers character.
The cowboy.
Okay.
Cowboy?
No, not Michael Myers, the cowboy. No.
The defensive
Former
lineman?
Cowboy.
Yeah. The Alabama defensive end or whatever.
The Halloween, the horror movie.
Yeah.
So he would walk up to the door and ring your doorbell. And this guy is dressed, and he's got like a knife or whatever in his hand. So he's standing there with no kids. And people would open the door thinking there's a kid behind him or whatever. And there would be no kids. And he would lunge at them and plunge this knife into their gut, which was the collapsible knife, you know,
oh
not
my
a real
gosh.
One. And then turn around and run.
Funny.
Huh. Don't you need a payoff? Like, who's he paying that off to for it to be funny?
I mean, who would do that?
I don't know. Halloween creeps me out.
I mean, isn't that guy lucky he's not dead, that someone didn't kill him?
Punch him? Yeah.
I mean, like,
Arr!
And then,
yeah.
I mean, it would scare me to
death.
Yeah, it's
death. Scary because you didn't know
like
it initially.
Was an adult?
Yeah, there was a big guy. It was an adult.
Step Fret Williams was doing that in my neighborhood.
Shut up.
Step Fret Williams.
All right, there's your end right
Louisiana
there.
Monroe. Oh, whoa, look out now. We
All
got
right,
one
well,
more round table.
That's it for us, but stay tuned. There's more round table excitement coming up next on The Ticket.
Rockin' Rodeo in Denton.
All right, it's 8:04 here on The Ticket. It's the final round table from
Find that, Trey.
Girls Night Out. At the Rockin' Rodeo in Denton. But the fun is just starting because George's band, the Bird Dogs, will play up here on this very stage as soon as the round tables are done. And we still have about 10 minutes left before we do the drawing for the $1,000 diamond bracelet courtesy of the Diamond Doctor. So you still have time to come by here and register. If you're in the house and you haven't registered, be sure to sign up. We're on Avenue C and Eagle in Denton right by I-35 at the Rockin' Rodeo. And thanks to our sponsors for Girls Night Out, Svedka Vodka, O'Reilly Auto Parts. And thank you to Bet the House Barbecue for providing the delicious dinner here tonight.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
So did you guys know that we have a big Dancing with the Stars fan on staff?
Yes.
That
absolutely.
Show is still on?
That is Engineer Tony. Did you know this, Gordon, about Tony?
That he's gay?
That he's a huge Dancing with the Stars fan.
So every time during Why Today Doesn't Suck, if we mention someone's birthday that's been on Dancing with the Stars and it's a remote,
you'll hear Tony go, "Dance with Stars."
So, all right, Tony.
Well, when I was out with you guys doing your show, which I rarely do.
Did they hear you?
No.
Well, then they need to hear you, Tony.
Is that not possible?
It's possible.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Anyways, when I was on remote with you guys and you did birthdays.
Uh-huh.
Same thing?
I was going to, but I thought these guys don't know anything about it, and I don't know what
they don't know your act, your game?
Yeah, they don't know my act, so I didn't do it.
How is it that Tony can throw on his microphone and complete sentences, and Killer, you throw a microphone on him, and all of a sudden you're with Mel Tillis?
Well, that's just lovable Killer.
I guess that is what makes him lovable.
Yeah, if he spoke as eloquently as Tony, he wouldn't be lovable.
Yeah,
not that Tony's not lovable.
Tony's very lovable.
He is, man.
But Killer speaking like Tony would not be lovable.
No.
So have you seen every episode?
Yeah, I mean...
why does it take so long to turn your mic?
Why did that take so long to answer?
Why don't you just leave it on?
Well, I thought I was done, so I turned it all off.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, there's been some where I've been out of town or something, and I DVR'd it, and I might have only seen parts of it, but yeah, pretty much.
But the answer is yes, then, yeah.
Why are you such a big fan of that show?
This is not the time to talk about it, Junior.
Yes, it is.
Oh, this is the gay
thing. Hold on. Let me read the captain of the round table. Let me see. It must be Tony. Oh, no. Actually, it says here the round table captain is Craig.
Ooh, so you have to answer my questions.
He's pulling rank on you.
What was the question?
Why are you such a big fan of Dancing with the Stars?
You're the only male I know who loves that show and who has never missed an episode in 19 seasons. Oh.
Well, the first reason is because Evander Holyfield was in the first season, and I'm like, this guy can't dance. I got to watch Evander Holyfield dance. And so then once you got to the show, there's a bunch of, you know, lights and music and scantily clad women, and it's very, like, basic.
It's the closest that your wife will let you get to a strip club.
No, that's not the case.
Okay. There's more to this story.
Not with Tony.
So you just like the glitz and glamour of it and the dancing.
And the girls. And you like watching the girls shake their bottoms.
Do you see yourself as a dancer?
No, and I think that's part of the reason I like it is because it's kind of like baseball. I love baseball, and I thought I could do baseball. Then I found out quickly I couldn't.
So you have had dreams of being a dancer.
Yeah, how many times did you guys like it? You know, middle school parties and stuff that you just stood along the wall and all you see.
One of them, but I had no desire to go out there and dance.
Boy, even though you knew what was waiting for you?
I didn't.
Man, I danced at every single one of them.
Really?
I'd never stand on a wall at a party, ever.
Boy, I did.
Well, that's because people like you can dance.
Like me? What does that mean?
Wow. Dancers.
People
that's
like
a slippery slope.
Dancers.
That may be the racist thing you've ever said to me.
Racist? Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with Donovan.
Yeah, I'm going to
dancers. You're out of control.
Dancers can dance. That's a fact of life.
And I can dance.
Well, there you go.
Probably could outdance anyone in here.
Except Tony.
No, I'll take Tony down.
So, Tony, you...
Tony, though, is long. He's built like Slenderman. He can... Looks like he can really move, has some dance, has some limberness.
You fancy yourself a Fred Astaire type or like a break dancer?
Yeah, more
type.
MC Hammer.
Fred Astaire.
If you could somehow get a talent just given to you, would you rather be able to dunk or to dance like the best dancer on Dancing with the Stars?
This is a sexuality test, by the way.
That's a tough question.
That's tough.
I mean, initially, when I was a kid, I would have loved to have been able to dunk.
But now
I think I'd want to be able to
dance. You'd want to dance.
Yeah.
So, but do you take dancing lessons?
Not yet.
Would you like to?
Sure.
But you have a lot of... You have, of course, the ticket job. You have... you still do the fossil rim job.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Why are you looking around? What's going on?
Because he's all proud of himself. Because if you want to just
why would I be proud of myself?
Look at this crowd out
beaming.
Here.
Yeah, what a big pause
they
that was.
Hear this.
Yeah.
He loves a good fossil rim job.
Oh, God.
Explain that occupation.
Which what? Is, it's a great place.
It's
you work
geriatric
there,
porn.
Right?
This is Guy's Night Out, and you're talking to me.
It's actually girls.
No, it's fascinating.
But people love your fossil rim jobs.
And people love that you love Dancing with the Stars because you're such an oddity.
Yeah, and you know, a week from tomorrow,
I'm going to have a special announcement during Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Oh, that is the best tease I've ever heard. A week from tomorrow.
Wow. What a horizontal tease.
So next Friday, you're going to give us a special announcement.
Yeah. You guys are going to be out, and Hardline will be out, and I'm working Hardline.
And you already got your coming out. Too,
well,
so.
I don't have it planned because it's not official yet. But,
but it will be next Friday.
You haven't told the wife.
No, I'm hoping it will be.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm looking forward to that.
If it happens, it'll be like Christmas morning.
What is going on with this announcement?
Wow, that is amazing.
This is great.
Have you watched a second of Dancing with the Stars? Do you even care?
That is a
I watched, I believe, when Emmett was on, because we were talking about it on the show when Cuban was on.
Season three for Emmett.
You see, he knows the season.
What season was that? Well, Cuban.
Well, I only know like the top three of each season. So Cuban would probably have been, if you wanted to look it up, probably five or six.
How about Carolla?
He was like the first one voted off, so I would never remember that.
Who's your favorite of the cast, like the pro dancers?
Well, Derek Huff is the Tiger Woods of Dancing with the Stars. Five-time champion.
So weird.
This is really weird. Yeah.
Could you name anyone involved in the show?
No.
Besides
Not the professional dancers.
I used to know Julianne Huff was on there.
Yeah, she was a two-time champ, in fact.
And this is so great.
And Tom Bergeron, is he a host?
Yeah.
Can you name all the champions?
Sure.
Go.
Really? 19 of them?
Of course. Well, there's 18.
Bring it.
All right, start with season one.
Season one champion.
Yeah.
Kelly Monaco.
Two. Just keep going.
Drew Lachey. Emmett Smith. Four was Apollo Antonono. Five, Elio Castroneves. Six, Christy Yamaguchi. Seven, Brooke Burke. Eight, Sean Johnson. Nine, Donnie Osmond. 10, Nicole Scherzinger. 11, Jennifer Grey. 12, Hines Ward, who you guys always bag on bad radio. 13, J.R. Martinez. 14, Donald Driver. And he was awesome. He was kind of an upset win that year. 15, Melissa Rycroft. 16, Kelly Pickler. 17, Amber Riley. 18, Meryl Davis.
Oh, my God.
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard, dude. That is unbelievable.
Wow, dude.
Really?
That is
wow.
That is awesome. And he's giving commentary.
That was effortless.
You know what this is like?
Donald Driver is, you know, he's the upset of the whole
thing. He was the Rain Man.
It reminds me of the Martin Short character who was obsessed with Pat Sajak and knew everything about Pat Sajak. It's just such a random thing for a guy to be obsessed with.
And we never knew this about you.
And you know Donald Driver that year? He won it because of his freestyle. He was probably like fourth or fifth.
Now you're talking too much.
Sorry. I like this.
So is this announcement that you were making a week from tomorrow related to dancing or Dancing with the Stars in some way?
You're just going to have to listen.
Wow. That is a professional.
So I want to make an appointment. At what time? Because you're a big clock tease. So what time are you going to be proud of yourself for that?
Why didn't you pause for that one?
What time?
And smile.
What time are you going to be making this announcement a week from tomorrow?
Do you usually listen to that mix or Why Did It End Suck?
But it goes for 30 minutes.
No, it doesn't. It's about 15 or 18, something like that.
Okay. When is it going to be? At the beginning of it? At the end of it? At the beginning.
Let's say
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock straight up, Friday. 1 week from Friday.
Well, Dan's going to do is, you know, today is the so-and-so day of 2014.
And then we'll bring it to you, Tony. 3 o'clock.
So right then, you want it in the beginning, before birthdays?
Yeah, we have to.
So is your all-time dream to be on Dancing with the Stars, would that be, like, too much for you to handle?
Yeah, because I can't dance.
Well, okay, let's say you could dance.
But they give you a professional to work with you.
Well, look at some of the people they had on there.
What if we did a ticket Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, they can't dance either.
I know.
So you wouldn't, you fit right in.
Who's the worst dancer in all 19 seasons?
Whoever you said was just voted off early. Adam Carolla?
I think Master P was worse than him.
Do you know the first voted off every year?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I can do second, third every year.
Man, that is really impressive.
You can tell us the top three for every year.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, we'll do that next, guys. Then.
All right.
Girls. All right, Tony, thank you. That was wonderful.
That was awesome, Tony.
Very good.
Okay, we're done with the round tables.
Thanks to the P1. See, when you talk about guys you've known, but secrets, you don't really know them.
Yes. That's it. Thank you, P1s, for coming out here.
I've got a lot more than that.
Thank you, girls.
Rock and Rodeo. Thank you, girls. Stay tuned if you're here, because we're going to draw for the Tacori Custom Jewelry from the Diamond Doctor. And if you're in the area, come on by, because George's band, the Bird Dogs,
yeah,
next up here at Rockin' Rodeo.